You're listening to episode 228 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Patricia Lohan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. And for today's guest, if you want to learn more than they're going to tell you on this show, I urge you to scroll down, check out the show notes to get a detailed bio and everything you need to know about our guest today. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. We have an amazing guest today, Patricia Lohan. We're gonna talk about some fun stuff today, something new for our show in the world of lifestyle, something called feng shui. So Patricia, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for being, look for having me here.
I'm pumped. We're super excited to have you here. Pre-show, Patricia and I were talking about her hometown in Ireland. And I know you're probably thinking in your head, you know, Ireland, feng shui, those things definitely mesh together, right? For sure, without a doubt. But Patricia, give the audience your story. Like, what got you from, Ireland, Western Ireland, into feng shui and where you are now?
Yeah, so I often try and ponder back to how and why I asked for books about feng shui when I was 16. I have no idea where I first heard about this concept, but my family moved house a lot of times. So maybe that was it, that we moved house a lot and we were just like moving energies of homes. But as a 16-year-old, I had books about feng shui. I was passionate. I actually made my parents hire a feng shui consultant for their business when I was about 18. Like, you remember when the internet went like beep, 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 when we had to like connect by a line? Like, yes, I actually tried to find someone in Ireland who did that. And she came and gave some advice to my parents. So it's been something that has been a deep passion for me for a very long time. But as a child growing up in an entrepreneurial family, I really thought that it would be a good idea for me to try and not be that. I just basically kind of wanted to rebel against it, and went to university, studied business and marketing, wanted to work in a traditional business, like 9 to 5, like, you know, be a normal person. And that was just not going to work. When I did follow that path, I just was really miserable. So I ended up going back and working with my parents in their business. My dad retired and then he decided to buy a new pub. So we had a bar and we'd been in hospitality and I said, I'll help. And 7 years in, it was super successful. We were in a beautiful place in the world. I had a great job. Everything looked like perfect on the outside, like really, really good. And my mom and dad went to visit my sister in Australia and they came back and everyone was like, God, you must be so sad. She's so far away. Like, you know, leaving her over there. My mom was like, no, you know, she's so happy. And all we want for our children is to be happy. And at that same time, she turned around and looked at me and saw like how miserable I was. I used to wear black to work every day. And like, just like I was like, just so miserable. So my mom was like, I think you need to leave. And I went, oh, okay. And literally out of my mouth popped, I'm going to India to become a yoga teacher. Now, putting this into perspective, I had gone to one yoga class a week for about a year. I wasn't like this like yoga person going every day or anything, or fanatic or anything. So they were all like, okay. So I quit everything, moved to India, opened up my kind of path into this like more spiritual, esoteric world. And it just lit me up so much. I trained in lots and lots of different modalities and kind of have a Mary Poppins bag of all that. And when I came back to Ireland, I thought I would just, you know, teach yoga and do my healing work and all of that stuff. But what happened was in my practice with my clients, they would start like talking about things going on in their lives and I helped them release trauma and stress and anxiety and lots of things like that. And then I would be asking them, tell me about your bedroom. What's going on with your house? How long have you lived there? And it was like all of this information that I knew from like a teenager started coming through and I'm like, okay, I need to dig more. So when the student's ready, teacher appears, and I dived into feng shui just for myself. I moved into a new apartment and I said to my flatmate, I'm not leaving here until I'm meeting my husband. And she just like laughed. She's like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, I'm deadly serious. So I feng shui'd my place like for love. And very soon afterwards, I met my husband and I met Ken. And the first time I got to his house, I was giving a tour. He built this beautiful house in the countryside in the Dublin mountains. And I was like, he has feng shui'd this place, like in the back of my head. And later on, he had actually said that he had admitted to doing feng shui in his 20s, been really interested in it. So for me, that's how it all happened. Everyone started saying like, how did you meet Ken? You know, it's like all my single friends are like, you just met this amazing man. What did you do? And I was like, well, I used all this feng shui stuff and I did this. And that just became this whole ripple because both of us then trained together and our lives like transformed exponentially. Like it was a very visible transformation in terms of like our financial situation, our businesses, all of these things started to change when we started implementing it for ourselves. And they're like, what have you done? And I'm like, oh, well, we've been doing the feng shui. And that just rippled into it. Like, so I thought like when I met Ken and we got married that we'd be still in Ireland living in our lovely house, but we are both like real love travel. And that's how we ended up like discussing about our honeymoon, let's go to India. And then I was like, we need more than like a month to India. And we literally went on our honeymoon like 5 years ago and we didn't really ever officially come back. We've been back to Ireland. But we just started working online, teaching feng shui, like literally from the very beginning, just, you know, both of us are passionate. I started just teaching it online and creating it for everybody. It's just been a magical experience, like sharing feng shui, doing it online, living where we love and kind of experiencing a very different type of lifestyle than I thought we would have had, that we were going to have. On that trajectory now. It's like, well, wherever I want to be. So that's how I ended up in Greece right now. But normally we live between Bali or Greece. Last year we spent a lot of time in New York. Where it feels good for us and we have internet, we're good and people interested in feng shui. That's it.
Wow, how cool is that? I mean, that's I love that. This is almost like the honeymoon effect. We left for our honeymoon and why would we come back from such a good time? And that's really neat. So I know everybody's like going, hold on, how do I get on one of these honeymoons with feng shui like this? Because this sounds way too good. So let's dive into some of the simple things. I know many people have heard of feng shui. We actually, my chiropractic office, we had feng shui years ago. I mean, we have mirrors and fountains. We have all stuff. All people are always asking, why is this stuff here? We had ours done years and years and years, probably 20 years ago. It's really cool. So give our audience, give us some basics. What is feng shui? How does it work?
Yeah, for sure.
Why does it work?
So feng shui is a very ancient practice and sometimes it's very misunderstood. So people will think I'm going to come in and tell them to like knock all their walls, paint everything white, hang weird frogs in places. And it's not anything like that. Essentially what I like to explain feng shui, it's like acupuncture for your home. So, you know, acupuncture has become so mainstream and it's about creating positive energy on the inside. Like it's pretty invisible, like what the acupuncturist is like treating, and they put this metal in these needles in different points in your body. And that's essentially what I do for people. If they're feeling blocked in different parts of their life. So every part of your home represents a different part of your life and business. It's like a mirror effect. So people will often say, well, you know, my house feels good. But then I'm like, well, how's your bank account? Like, what's going on in the relationship? What's going on? And then it's like, oh, actually, like, there are some things that are not like flowing as well as I'd like them to be. And if they'd be doing, especially people that would come into my world would be doing some personal development work and they've been like releasing blocks or like, you know, getting, you know, positive mindset and all of that. And they're like, still not like moving forward as quickly as I'd like or as smoothly, you know, so unexpected things. You know, a guy just messaged me today in LA. He was like, I manage lots of different apartments right now and I'm keep getting these bad tenants. And I'm like, oh my God, red flag. Yes, I can help you. You know, so it's like whatever, where there's like things that are repeating patterns, you're like, and it's not you, you know. So that's what feng shui is for me. And it's not really about moving furniture. We do give people specific things to put in different places based on their house, which is very specific. So every house is unique, every building is unique. But yeah, it's a beautiful practice to really complement and help people who want to, you know, for me, it's like about creating your life, helping and using every resource you have. So let's just use your house. If it can support you, yes, it can. From my perspective, I've seen it happen for hundreds of our clients, completely transform their like financial situation, their relationship situation, or their career. They're kind of the three main things that people come to me for. Like, I either want love or money or career shifts.
And you had all three change.
Yeah,
you got all of it.
I've had them all. Yeah, exactly. So I'm a good, like, you know, show pony for us.
So when it comes to feng shui and it comes to you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, I'm in New York City and people work in office buildings, and for someone that maybe we'll say that lives inside a cubicle essentially, mm-hmm. or like, you know, an 8x8 room or something small like that, and they're, can they feng shui that little
section? For sure.
Or is it like, oh, the whole building is screwed now type of thing?
No. Like, so actually, what, say for example, you know, I have clients in like tiny studio apartments in New York to like really beautiful houses out in Long Island. You know, it doesn't matter the size of the place. It's really about like using what you've got. So whatever space you have, you can definitely improve the energy of it for sure. And you know, those small cubicle spaces, I actually was on TV in Texas a couple of last year. And after the show, they brought me into the office and they're like, help us. And the lady had this one of the ladies had this tiny little space, like literally this tiny little space. And when we stood back and looked at it, I was like, well, what do you see here? And there was just like loads of little toys and little like knickknacks. And she's like, she actually got the message as I was just about to say, and I'm like, well, what do you see here? She goes, wow, my office seems really childish. Like, it's like, I don't take this seriously. And it was like, yeah, oh my God, like, where is my focus attention in my office? Like, where, what's it all about? Or even like simple things in your cubicle, a picture of your family. Like, why am I getting up and coming to work every day in this space? Well, what's it for? You know, what's it actually for? Or for example, you know, why do I have this box of snacks, like all this stuff over here that's not being used? Like, that in itself will just like create stagnancy. Or things that are, you know, and especially, you know, if we can do a digital declutter, you know, what's on your screensaver? What's the first picture you see? In that office that I worked in when I was back in Ireland, my office was in the basement. We used to call it the dungeon. Let's just say it wasn't good vibes.
Well, they have those in Ireland. I know, I've been in a couple.
Yeah, so but actually, like, the whole business had beautiful sea views. So everybody had sea views. And I'm like, what the hell? I need to improve my space. So I went upstairs and got a photo of the view that everybody else got, the customers, the staff, and got a printed big picture of it and had it on my wall. So when I walked in, I got this like sense of nature, a sense of expansiveness. It didn't feel like I was going into the dungeon. So, you know, there's like subtle things that you can do to just look at your space and be like, what's in here that is relevant to my career? Even like, is there just things that are not relevant to where I'm going, what I want to achieve?
Yeah, no, I think that that's powerful, you know, because I think maybe the preconceived idea for many people is that, you know, if I can't feng shui like the whole building or the whole house right away, like, it's going to be ineffective. But I think you can like go to a bathroom and probably feng shui a bathroom, I'm guessing.
Yeah, totally. Right? And like, actually, yeah, like, and say for example, bathroom, there's a lot of like, oh my God, my feng shui, my bathroom is in my money area, so I'm doomed for life, or my house is painted red, or my front door is red, or I've heard this is bad. Like, all of those things may not be the best feng shui, but you can always optimize it. And there are so many different things that we can actually look at to improve the space that I'm like, okay, well, that's not ideal, but all of these other opportunities are here. So we don't focus on the really bad, but let's like, what can we really do? But for example, I had a client whose prosperity area happened to be the toilet. And I was like, well, let's just make it like a 5-star toilet. Like, let's like you feel like you walk in and you feel like a luxury space. And she was unemployed at the time. And she was like, okay, I need to get a new job. And what am I going to do? So she pimped it up. She got lovely new towels, nice hand soap. She walked in. She had beautiful, fresh flowers. Like, that's not, it may not change everything. For her, she got a job pretty quickly. Part of our work, you know, it was like, that was just one aspect of the feng shui. Mm-hmm. But again, how much better do you feel walking into that space? You're like, oh, wow, this feels really good, you know?
So can you, is feng shui only for spaces, or could it be like, is it something that, that works, like how am I thinking, like, can I feng shui myself?
So what's so fascinating is as you work on your physical environment, it kind of changes you as well. Like the whole idea of, say, for example, like it comes from the concept, from the theory of nature balance. Like, it's, the philosophy comes from Taoism, which is all about the way and connecting with the five elements of nature. So if you go and you're standing like in a beautiful park or by the ocean, how good you feel. Essentially, that's what we want to bring into your house and have that sense of harmony and balance. Okay. So then you're going to just feel better. So then you sleep better. Then you get on better with your partner, you know, communication is better with your children. You feel more productive and creative. So it does tend to kind of, it's a, you know, it's like you do the stuff from the inside and it ripples out, or vice versa.
Okay. Okay. And I know feng shui is like a very, like we said, ancient tradition. We kind of, can I call it ancient? Is that right? Is that fair?
Totally.
So I know, like, you know, fast forward to where we are now, like when we have a, you know, I'm in a studio here with, like, you know, we'll call light, fake lighting, right? All of this stuff, this, unfortunately, this carpeting underneath me is probably leaching chemicals, all of these things that go on in our households now that can even become toxic. Does feng shui work with, like even your body's response to like the environment that we've created?
The thing is, actually, it will just like neutralize any of the negative energy. So for example, you know, for me, I'm not so, you know, oh, the carpet is bad, or the lighting, you know, we do always recommend that, like, you can have lighting that you are not, those one of more natural light bulbs and all of that, for people, or bring light in, illuminate it, you know. For example, like if a space is like really dark, and you know, if it's dark and damp, that's going to like affect your health. But if you're, well, what can you do? We'll always recommend things. If we walk into a place that feels like that, that's in, that you're feeling close, it's like, okay, well, what can we do to improve the space as well? So it'll be like brighter lighting, painted, like, can we get air in? What can we do to improve it?
Okay. So, I mean, it all, like when you go in, if you're going physically into someone's home, or even if you're, I guess when you do it virtually, people are probably doing like a whole walkthrough with their phone or their laptop or whatever it is, which is really cool. So you're even able to make recommendations, like on, we'll say, some of just the simple things aside from the, we'll say, the feng shui itself, just like, you know, like, listen, we know it's damp, we can see it on the walls or whatever, and you can make those recommendations as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like for me, the interesting, well, we have like our program. So for example, one of my favorite weeks is when we talk about like feng shui for art, because like the art on people's walls really affect like what's going on subconsciously and what you're calling in and where you're at with your mindset. So, you know, I'm always going to recommend more uplifting art, but we're going to talk about like what that person wants to achieve or call in their life, you know? So it's like, somebody who wants to improve their, you know, spiritual practices. Okay, well, let's look at what you want. You're going to need some more like for more solitary time. So maybe you need to look at that spirituality area and add some artwork that like represents that. So it's like your house becomes this vision board for what it is that you want to call in. So it's like there's like a balance. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you give a couple examples of, I'm not sure. I mean, you can only see a corner of like a small section of this room. It's not a large room. You know, if you were to just, you know, give a couple examples of, you know, you can use this room as an example, or like, what would you say, like simple things that can be impactful that someone may be able to just, I want to say, give it like a beginning test run for themselves so they can start to go deeper down the rabbit hole of feng shui.
Yeah, for sure. So my very first, like, essentially, we want to look at the places, the most important areas of your home. So like the most important place for me is your front door. So you're like, front door. So the front door is like the mouth of your home. So it's where the energy comes in. So it's like how your house gets fed. So if the front door is hard to open, it's basically like your mouth is, it's like hard to feed your house. So it's hard to get that energy in. So that's something that could be kind of like, and like just a place where you're like, okay, let's release the resistance there. Does the door need to get fixed? Could I need to put some oil on it to just like get it moving? Mm-hmm. And that invitation then like mirrors through the house into like, what are those like friction points? Those weird places that you're like, oh, that's annoying. And it keeps annoying you. So it's like, it affects you every time you see it, every time you touch it. You know, that's an important thing for me is those little points of friction that imagine when you just do it, you're going to be like, oh my God, that feels really good. So that's an important one for me is just that is that entrance and making sure it is welcoming, you know, small things like, you know, you're after a long day's work, you've been in a cubicle, you get home and there's like, you know, it's just the welcome mat is all like battered and tatty or, you know, the door has all cobwebs on it and stuff like that depletes your energy. You want to get towards your front door and be like, oh, I'm so happy to be home. Like, look at this lovely rug. Like, look at this. And it's easy to get in. And, you know, again, that same thing when you walk in, what's the first thing you see? Like, what's the first thing you see? Do you see like loads of shoes or you put them into a basket to just like make it easy to get in? So that's like my first place. The next place I really like to look at is the bedroom, because obviously you're going to spend, you know, 8 hours, hopefully 6 to 8 hours there every single night. And it's one of those spaces that we can bring a lot of our work things in there, like, for example, phones or laptops or, you know, paperwork. You know, I think it's also when I'm just like talking to someone, I'm just thinking of an apartment in New York that I feng shui'd. And I went into the apartment. It was like this beautiful, beautifully decorated, like it was stunning. So we walk into the bedroom. In the bedroom, there's like on his side of the bed, there's like a lot on the floor. There's a lot of paperwork. And I was like, is this like his, like, what's this? She's like, oh, this is all his work stuff. And I'm like, does he wear this in bed? So I'm like, okay, so you're sleeping. He's sleeping with his, with work. Like he's in bed with work, you know, like, you know, even just logically, like, how can that be good for your relationship? It's just not. Okay. So number one, like work things out of the bedroom, or if they have to be in the bedroom, because like I've had another client in New York who has a studio where she switches her office around to her bedroom at nighttime. But it is like a clear switch. Like she has very clear boundaries. Like we've really worked on this, that like at nighttime, everything puts away. Like it is like completely a different space and all the work stuff's put away. And even like the high table, the high desk, she puts a little shawl over it. So it's like, I am in my rest zone now. So if there is work things, put them away. Like, you know, that's one thing. The next thing in the bedroom is about like just looking around and being like, what else? The next thing in the bedroom, it was I was just thinking of that exact apartment, that exact one. In the corner, the lady had a picture of her grandfather. And I was like, okay, so do you want your grandfather watching you in bed? Oh no, I don't want my grandfather. Okay. So like family photos like out of your bedroom. And it was like totally, you know, it's just something when you kind of join the dots and you're like, I don't want family photos like in my bedroom looking at me. Yeah. You know, if you are going to have a photo, have a picture of you and your partner. Or if you are single, have a picture of you or have a picture of a couple that kind of mirrors what you want to call in. Yeah. So that's important as well. And, you know, clearing under the bed, if possible. It'll improve your sleep for sure. Just having a look and seeing what's there. You can be really surprised what ends up in some of those bedside cabinets. And you're like, what are you sleeping inside? I had a lady who found a picture of her in Alcatraz in her bedside table. She's like, she had no idea how this photo got there. Like, obviously she had visited Alcatraz, but like sleeping beside a picture of her in a prison cell is definitely not a good idea.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to manifest that.
We do not want to manifest that. So, you know, just to get you started, for sure, there's like lots and lots of juiciness with feng shui. But even if you just like looked at those few things and were like, what do I have in my bedroom? Is it appropriate for sleeping, for rest, romance, and relaxation?
Yeah. I mean, you got me thinking. My home, I live in the suburbs. So my house is almost 70 years old. I mean, maybe not as old as the homes in Ireland, but I'm thinking about we have the original front door. It's so cool. It's like this super thick wood door. It's not the easiest to open. Now I got to enclose. I have to think of, because there's no way if I said, let's replace this door, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, how do I make it easier? Like now I'm like thinking of the little things, like, what does it look like when I walk in? What pisses me off? What makes me excited? Do I need something else to make me excited? That's good. Yeah. That's real. I mean, those are such simple things that I think, you know, that I don't, obviously you're the pro, but I've never really thought of, but it's interesting. I've heard other entrepreneurs and other people talk about like that work home space balance thing that like, mm-hmm. you don't want to bring your laptop. You know, if you have a separate little office room, we'll say in your house, you don't bring that laptop into your dining room table. Like dining room is family, like that type of thing. Don't do those things, you know, let it be where it should be. I've listened to those things. I've never really acted on them.
Yeah. And there's a lady, it's so fun. Cause I'm actually just thinking I have so, cause it's like me being in New York, I'm like, God, I have tons of clients there. One lady recently, with her office, like she runs her entire business from her apartment, and her office was very, very much, like the focal point. It was the one place that she had properly redecorated and everything else kind of was just like, oh, that'll do. But I was like, you need to create better boundaries with work and not like be working all the time. She's like, I just need to be able to give myself some time off. So I had her buy an open and closed sign, like no word of a lie. And on her office door, she has it hanging there. She is like, Patricia, I cannot believe it. Literally, I leave my office on a Friday, I turn the sign, and I don't enter it until I come back. And she's like, I make it a thing to just off and closed. And it's almost like also your clients feel that energetically. So they're just like, oh, she's off, she's closed, she's off, you know? So she has this close sign. And it really gets her to shut down. So it's like these subtle little nuances that you can have around your home to just like change and create the boundaries.
Wow. Those are so those ideas that you just said are so fantastic. I'm going to definitely be, personally, I'm going to start taking those. And I think I even dialed you. You have so many, and I haven't said this yet, but on your website, patricialohan.com, there are so many cool freebies on there. I think I downloaded a couple of them already today, you know, before our call, you know, to dive a little deeper, because it's something that's always been in the back of my mind. And I think it's interesting that, you know, when people reach out to be on the show, there's always a reason.
Yeah.
There's always a reason, right? There's always a reason. So it was very neat to see that. I'm like, okay, good. I guess it's time. You know, I guess it's time.
And, you know, I always say to people, you know, there is a reason, as you said, but like, there are just no accidents. You know, the fact that I just always just have to look back and I'm like, I met Ken, he's into feng shui. Then I was like, I'm going to train in this. He's just like, I'm going to do it too. And the fact that we both work in our business together now, we had like no idea of this and just the synchronistic things that just unfold. And using our environment to support us. And I've just seen it over and over and over again for my clients. Like it's such a treasure. Like it's just a joy, you know, and it's this resource that's kind of untapped, you know? So, you know, we are so busy focusing on like our health and you're a chiropractor, like, you know, working with your health, working with nutrition, doing all that stuff, the mindset meditation. And there's this one resource that we have that literally could be holding us back in some part of our life that we can just do. And it's like, once you start, it's a real journey, like connecting with the energy of your home. Yeah.
Yeah. And so tell a little bit of our audience here. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. I mean, you have a book, you've got your own podcast, which is very cool. Give us some ideas of like what people can find when they jump to your website, because I think once they dive in, it's a good place to get lost for a few minutes and go around.
So on my website, I have a few different resources. I have a guide to feng shui your office. I also have a free guide about like the top tips for turning your home into money magnets. So there's just some certain things around your home that could be like allowing money to flow away as opposed to be able to hold it in. And I also have my book called A Happy Home, which is really just I wrote it because everyone kept asking me about do you recommend a book? What book? And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just create one that I know will get you started really easily. And it's not like really hard. It's very simple and easy to come to get a grip of. And then also I've just started a podcast. So every Friday I have a feng shui episode. The other episodes are usually like an interview with a pretty much like-minded person who's into some other modality or entrepreneur. And it's called Live Your Dreams Awake. So it's really, for me, it's people who are living their dreams awake who inspire me and how they do it.
Very cool.
But the episode every Friday is specifically about feng shui. So last week was all about like where to get started with feng shui. Then there's a lot of people send me questions. So I have probably a couple of hundred episodes just in terms of answering people's feng shui questions, because that's there's great. So many people submitting questions, which is fun. So yeah, that's what you can find. And also there is my blog, which has tons of little tips just to kind of get started, like these subtle little ones. I just think of one that's like popping into my head, and I always think there's obviously someone that needs to hear this, but I have this, kind of minimizing fire, like red in your kitchen is important. And I had a lady, she's just on like a Facebook, on my Facebook page, I think she follows me on Facebook, and I posted like minimize red in your kitchen. And she had like a red toaster and a red kettle. And she was like, okay, I think I'm going to change this, because she noticed that the only place in her home that arguments happened was by the kettle and the toaster in the kitchen, because fire creates like passion and anger, and if someone's fired up. She changed it and she's like, I can't believe it. It really neutralized like that area. We use fire element in feng shui. So like, it's just a tiny thing, but these little nuances can really make significant differences. You can imagine like if there's like one area of your home that people argue, I'm like, oh, just like getting rid of the fire element out of space shifted it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So there's tons of tips, just little video tips like that as well.
Oh, very cool. So everyone, Patricia Lohan, how cool is this? Patricia, give me one. We're going to ask one last question, and we've probably touched on this, but if you can give our audience three simple things they can do to improve their lifestyle, you can use it through feng shui today, if they can do today, what would you tell them?
The first thing I would do is just go to your house today. And when you get to your front door, just decide to look at your home with a different set of eyes, with like as if it's the first time you've been there, and just start to notice it. And like look around and just see, is this a reflection of where I want to go in my life? And then the second thing I would recommend is like cleaning your front door. No matter if you live in an apartment or wherever, just cleaning it so that it's like nice and fresh to welcome that energy in and that good vibes in. And the third thing I would say is just to give thanks, like be grateful for it. For me, oftentimes our homes are one of these places that are just like we take for granted. And if we just kind of give gratitude for it, and like if it was like your best friend, would you treat it the same way? Mm-hmm. That's really an important thing. It's like, would you treat it the same way if it was like your best friend? Probably not. So have a little bit of gratitude and just be like, hey, thanks apartment, thanks house, for like looking after me, for sheltering me, and for being here. And I'm going to like start to tend to you a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This has been an awesome show. I think people are going to get a ton out of it. And when they get over to your website, they're going to realize they can go down a good rabbit hole, a healthy one.
Yes,
so, a healthy thank one. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, everyone. I did hope you enjoyed that episode with Patricia Lohan. Feng shui stuff's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I really enjoyed it. As you heard, we do have our office, our chiropractic office, feng shui. We had it many years ago. Probably should get it re-looked at again. And it's making me really think about our home. So I hope you go and check out her website, get all the details. You can find all these details in the show notes. Get some of her free goodies. Get feng shui'd, right? That's all I gotta say. Get feng shui'd in your home and in your life. And I also wanna let you know that the show is brought to you by the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. If you haven't checked it out, I really wanna know why. No, just kidding. Check it out. If you are into getting better and healthier and you don't wanna spend a fortune to do it, the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program is just a $5 a month commitment. It's a month to month, and you can pay $54 for the year. Super easy. And you set it and forget it. As far as that payment goes, you can just jump in and be connected with great people, learn a ton. Just check out the details in the show notes. You can check the link out, which has a lot of videos on it, which will give you some explanations of what we are and what we are about as far as the 3065. But as far as Patricia Lohan, I hope you loved her. Check her out, follow her everywhere on social, and stay connected. All right, y'all, this is Dr. Josh Tan for Lifestyle Locker Radio. From wherever and whenever you're listening, have a great day, evening, or night. Bye-bye.